Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
Well, we're here already at the American Women of Surrey's gift fair at the ACS, the American Community School in Cobham. It's 9:30-ish and already it's a hive of activity here. I think a lot of people have been a bit put off by the weather and having to de-ice their cars this morning, because when we got here at 8:30, there was hardly anybody here at all, which was a bit of a worry for the organisers. But we'll be providing our normal music and announcements and talking to various stallholders and charities over the day. At the moment, it's Barry, James and I here. We're expecting Jill and Lessie to pop along later on, and I dare say we'll get them involved with doing a few interviews. We'll be here all day until 4 o'clock. The fair runs from 10 until 4. It's £3 to get in. Come along and support it. Every penny they raise goes to support charities in Surrey. We'll be back later on talking to various stallholders and charities, and also people from the American Women of Surrey.
I'd like to introduce the Worshipful Mayor of the Old Borough of Benbridge, Councillor Rachel Lee, and the Deputy Head of ACS, Simon Leeson. And we're going to begin with the ACS voices, starting with a carol service.
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I'd like to thank the American Women of Surrey for inviting me to what appears to be this amazing Christmas fair. And these things don't happen overnight. I've been informed that they started back in February. So each year they take a couple of months holiday and then they start working on this fair. But I'd like to thank the choir. Ladies, you were beautiful. I heard your first performance in the summer, and I'm glad that I'm back to hear you again today. But I'm not going to stop everyone from the amazing goods in here, and it gives me great pleasure also to thank all the volunteers, which I believe there's over 100 that's helping today, that this fair is now open.
I'm here at the American Women of Society's Christmas Fair, and I'm with Karen Humphrey. Good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon.
Karen has a company with the most wonderful name of I'd Rather Be Eating Chocolate, which of course we would all rather be eating chocolate, wouldn't we?
We would, definitely.
Karen, tell our listeners a little bit about how you got into the whole chocolate making thing.
Okay, well, I started making chocolate about 4 years ago. I was brainstorming with a friend of mine, and we just wanted to do something different, because I'm actually a beauty therapist. And I love chocolate. So I wanted to make chocolate that was different flavours. And that's really how I got into it. Went off and did a couple of courses to learn how to temper, the most important part. And then I just make lots of different things. I love making the shoes.
Yes, Karen's got some wonderful shoes here. Now, all us ladies like shoes, but chocolate and shoes together, just a match made in heaven, really.
Yeah, well, they're stilettos, leopard print. I mean, what could be nicer?
No, wonderful, wonderful. And filled with lovely chocolates as well. Karen, what did you do before? So you're a beauty therapist, or you said you're a beauty therapist.
I was a beauty therapist before, but I hurt my back, so that's why I wanted something different. So that's why I got into making chocolate.
Well, why don't you just describe a few of the different flavours that you've got here? Because there are so many of them.
Chili and lime, and I have to make my own chili oil because you can't get chili oil that I think is hot enough. Because obviously you don't want to add too much oil to the chocolate because it would be a sloppy old mess. New flavour this year is geranium and orange, which tastes like Turkish delight.
Interesting.
Flavours to Turkish delight. Ginger and cinnamon, that's rather lovely as well. But limoncello, black currant, raspberry in dark.
And I can see the ones with sort of bits of ginger and bits of fruit and nuts and things stuck in them as well.
That's it. I also make sort of fudge, vanilla fudge that goes in chocolate, nuts. This year I've made some chocolate filled glasses, so they're LSA glasses, so they're nice quality glasses filled with a selection of chocolates, so they'd make really nice presents.
They would make really nice presents. Well, Karen, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
I should just mention the reindeer poo, which is salted popcorn covered in chocolate. I thought the kids would like that.
What a great idea. Do you know what, though? Parents could buy that and they could leave a little bit by the Santa's cookie plate.
You could do for Santa to take to his reindeers.
Or for the children to find and know the reindeers have been.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, for the children to know that Santa has been and Rudolph has left them a present.
Yes. Interesting. Oh, Karen. Well, I hope you have some great sales here today, and thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for speaking to me.
Okay, thank you. I am with Louise Newland and Gillian Ford. Jill, good afternoon.
Hello.
They have a wonderful stand here called Wild Spirits. And it just all looks rather lovely. But tell us, first of all, how you got into starting up this company.
Well, Louise and I used to meet at the school gates, and we'd take our dogs off for a walk. We used to pick sloes and make slow gin, and realised it was pretty good stuff. And started selling slow gin at fairs and markets, and we have now expanded into 8 different flavours.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Louise, can we turn to you? Where did you get the inspiration for your ideas?
Our friends quite often say, could you try a raspberry gin? Because they've heard it tastes great in Prosecco. So we look at local farms, see what fruit's offered at local farms. We can see what we can pick ourselves. So dams and vodka, was because we could see there were so many damsons going to waste locally. Also, everything tastes pretty good with Prosecco, which is very popular at the moment. So we try and keep drinks that taste good as cocktails.
That's such a great idea. And so you're here today selling. What other venues do you go to? What other outlets do you use?
Well, we go to lots of Christmas fairs. We are stocked, obviously we're from Kent, because we're Wild Spirits of Kent. So we have a few vineyards. Vineyards are becoming all the thing in Kent at the moment. So we're stocked in a few vineyards. We have a few craft bars that use our drinks as cocktail bases, and a few pubs. And we sell online. And we go to lots of Christmas fairs.
Yeah, yeah. And Jill, what were you doing before?
Well, I am actually... we were both full-time mums. Our children are now in their late teens and 20s, so we were looking for a business we'd enjoy. I was a gardener, Louise was an office manager, so we sort of developed this, and we do fewer hours in our other jobs and more hours doing this now.
But you're still doing your other jobs?
We still do those other jobs, yeah. But the children need us less.
Very, very busy ladies. Well, just tell us a little bit about some of the flavours you've got on offer here today.
Well, we have three gins, which are raspberry, damson and sloe. We have various vodkas, blackberry, damson, rhubarb and quince, which are quite different. And we have brought out a blackberry whiskey because we realised men were missing out a little bit. And it tastes quite like port, so they love it. That's our best seller with men.
And so do most people drink it as it is, or do they mix it?
Both. So you can drink it like a liqueur, you can make cocktails from it, or you can use it like you would a Pimm's, add fruit and lemonade or tonics. So it's a bit of an all-rounder.
I think I'm going to have to buy some.
Yeah, I think you will.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. Louise got tied up there with customers, so Jill's done the interview for us. But thank you, Jill.
You're very welcome.
So it's Brooklyn's Radio on a Sunday morning. We're live from the American Community Fair today by the lovely women. We've been here now for 4 years, and I'm walking around. I've come to a lovely stall, actually, and the name of the stall, looking at it, is a stall called Toasted Crumpet. It's a beautiful stall, and I'm going to talk to the lady that's managing it. Hello.
Hello.
So your name is?
My name is Jo Clark.
Jo Clark. Hello, Jo. And how long have you been running Toasted Crumpet?
Oh, for about 3 years now.
And tell us what sort of products you have here today.
So it's all British countryside animals and wildlife. I'm the artist, and I use UK manufacturers to create lots of beautiful products such as fine grained china, cushions and prints.
So these are all your drawings?
Yes, it's all mine.
Wow, look at that. So let's go through some of the items that you've got here, because you've got a range of things from cups to jugs. Yeah. What have you got?
So I've got a lovely robin design, which has come out this year. We've got bees, which are popular with everybody. Everyone loves a good bee. We have a Bushy Park stag. We have a Claremont Gardens duck, and hares and pigs and all the animals you can imagine.
So you're very local to here then?
Yes, very local.
So where are you from?
We were relatively recently in Claygate, and now we've moved to Tyrrellswood over towards Leatherhead.
So not far away at all. And you've been doing the business for about 3 years. The packaging, by the way, is beautiful too.
Oh, thank you.
So is that your design? Or?
Yes, it's all me.
And how long have you been an artist for, and how long have you loved painting animals?
Oh, gosh. I did A-level art, loved it, and then I drifted into a different career. So I've only recently come back to being an artist again.
And were you local for schooling as well?
Yes.
So where were you?
The boys, sorry. So we've got two boys that go to school locally.
Okay.
But I was raised in Rugby, and my parents are farmers, so that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from.
Okay, that would make sense. But you've got two boys. How old are the boys?
4 and 6.
Ah, little ones. That's great. So your inspiration for your animals, where do you get them from? Is it just pictures that you see, or is it how's it all work?
So because I have two lovely young boys, they like to get out. So a lot of it inspired by places we visit. So a lot of National Trust places, Kew Gardens, RHS Gardens, just open spaces where we see lots of beautiful wildlife. So that's where it's all inspired from.
And a busy time for you coming up to Christmas?
Yes, crazy.
So lots of these Christmas fairs to come?
Yes, we'll be at Wisley next week, Medicine Gardens next week as well.
Ah, both places we know well, and we might be there as well. So if people want to contact you, what do they do?
We've got a website. So have a look at www.tastedcrumpet.co.uk. Otherwise, we're at lots of local shops as well. We're at Polston Lacey. So have a look out for us locally as well.
Very good. Well, have a good day today.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to seeing you in the weeks running up to Christmas when we cross paths again. Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
Lorna Wootton, good afternoon, Lorna.
Hello there.
Lorna, tell us a little bit about your business. Tell us what the name of your business is.
Our business is Painted By You. We're based in Dorking in Surrey. And we make amazing painted by numbers kits.
I can see them, and they are just such a clever idea. How did you get the idea to go into this?
Thank you. Well, I'm an ex-artist graphic designer, and I just suddenly realised one day that painted by numbers was possible from people's own photographs using modern technology, and the rest was about 3 years of research and looking into it, sourcing all the products, oil paints, the tubes and the software that I use. And now we create painting kits for people based on their own photographs.
So you've always been in the sort of arty world?
Yeah. I went to art school more years ago than I care to talk about now. And I used to do ceramics, and I've done loads of different things. But this idea suddenly brought everything, all the history of my different experiences together in one idea. And now it's how I earn my money.
No, I think it's great. So for our listeners out there, what you do is you send a photograph in, is that right?
Yeah, a customer sends their photograph. It might be a wedding picture or their favourite pet or their baby. We analyse the picture, carefully make a template that they can paint. There's a lot of work goes into it. We analyse the colours to make sure that they're accurate. And then we send them back all the brushes, the paints, the template and everything they need to create their own oil painting.
I just think that's such a clever, clever idea and perfect for Christmas presents.
Yeah, it is. We're really, really busy in the run-up to Christmas. We've just had a secret thing that I'm not allowed to talk about, which is a business award that's coming out, which we're really excited about. And, yeah, it's suddenly all taking off. It's taken a long time to get there, but really exciting now.
Okay, so a business award in the pipeline for you and your company. So we'll have to get you onto our Surrey Business Affairs show to talk about that, I think.
Okay, that would be great, yeah, when I'm allowed to talk about it.
Do you know when that'll be?
A couple of weeks' time, I'm hoping.
Okay, no, that's great, that's great. And Lorna, if people want to get hold of you and maybe look at what you do or order one of your kits, how can they get hold of you?
If they visit paintedbyyou.co.uk, all the information is there and they can contact us. We encourage people to email us over with their pictures and we have a dialogue. It's a slow process. People speak to us. They maybe tell us a story about their painting that they want to do and we make sure they get exactly what they want.
Brilliant, because I guess getting the colours absolutely spot on and that is quite a tough thing to do.
It is. It's quite complicated and people might have red eye, or we do vintage pictures and sometimes they've been scratched and we need to mend those, so there's a lot of stuff goes into it, so a lot of experience from my graphic design comes into it as well as my art background.
Lorna has just made a lovely offer for our Brooklands listeners, so Lorna, tell us all about that offer.
Well, we thought if you hear about us on Brooklands, we'd offer you a free display easel with your kit. So if you visit our website, place an order, mention that where you heard about us, that was Brooklands, and we'll send you an easel.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Let's just have that website one more time, please.
Thank you. It's paintedbyyou.co.uk.
Fantastic. Lorna, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
I'm here at AWS Fair with Lee Sherlock. Good afternoon, Lee.
Good afternoon.
Lee has a company called Bespoke Kisses, and there's lots of gorgeous homemade things here. So, Lee, tell us a little bit about how you started up the company.
Well, I've got four girls of my own and everything used to be pink and white in the house, and basically it was I love my love of fabric. It just enthralled me to make for my girls, and it started from the girls into people were asking, oh, could you make me something, and I would, and people would say, well, what do you charge? And I would say nothing at first. So then it stemmed from that. It was like from children to people asking for bespoke items to think, okay, I can sell this.
No, it's really good, isn't it? And I think there's so many people out there who have got huge talents and you've tapped into yours. I mean, there's some wonderful things here. Describe some of the items we've got here to the listeners.
Well, I do a lot of bespoke one-off items for christenings. I do quilts. I do, at the moment, with being Christmas, I do these fabric trees from Irish linen I have imported from Ireland on a vintage spool, and I design just different things. But it's just whatever anybody asks me to do, to a Christmas decoration, to a christening gift, or even just a bespoke cushion.
No, it's such a good idea, and I know with new babies, it's nice to have their own stocking, maybe their name on.
Yes, and it's just anything personalised, that's how this really started, from personalisation.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, Lee, if people wanted to get hold of you to look at what you do or to order something, how can they get hold of you?
I have a website, it's called bespokekisses.co.uk, or just email me on my own personal website. It's leesherlock@mac.com, and just contact me and we go from there. I send photographs of what I can do for you, and then the person actually says no, yes, or whatever they want, and we can change, and maybe takes 5 or 6 attempts, but we get there at the end. So yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. And four girls, my goodness, you have got your hands full.
Yes, we do. And the dog, don't forget the dog's a girl.
yes the dog as well.
And I do personalized black Labrador items.
That's lovely. That's lovely. So anyone out there looking for that personal Christmas gift, I think Lee is your lady. That website one more time, Lee?
It's bespokekisses.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thanks for talking to us.
So I'm really enjoying walking around these stalls here today at the American Gift Fair. It's our fourth year that Brooklyn's Radio here, and I've come across a stall, and I couldn't walk past it because the aromas coming from the stall was beautiful. So who am I joined with today?
I'm Jenny Hutchison from Neil's Yard.
So Neil's Yard is, of course, in Covent Garden. So it's an area of restaurants and, it's a lovely area. It's quite a villagey feel to Neil's
Yard.
It is.
We started in Covent Garden in 1981, but we've been selling as independents a lot longer. We have retail outlets, but we also have independent consultants, which are myself. So I'm at this event today selling products for Christmas. So on my stall here, all essential oil-based, ethical products. But we also have an online presence, so really it's whether somebody wants to buy online or whether they want to actually see the products in face-to-face.
The products are your products or are they imported products? How do you get hold of them?
We're British. We're a British company.
Yep.
We manufacture in our eco factory in Dorset.
Okay.
We're a family-run business by Peter Kindersley. Peter Kindersley is our owner. And we manufacture in an eco factory in Dorset, which is a carbon-neutral factory. So we are completely carbon neutral on the high street.
Which nowadays is so important.
It's very important.
Totally.
Yeah.
Can you just talk us through some of the products that you've got here in your range?
Yes, we do. We have our frankincense intense facial products, which is skincare effectively. We then also have a men's range, which is very important, skincare for men these days. We have Wild Rose Beauty Balm, which is a beautiful, beautiful facial product. We also have a Bee Lovely range, which we're supporting the bees, because bees are very important to
Absolutely.
Our existence.
Of course.
And then we have just shower gels and just lovely things that you would like someone to give you for Christmas, really.
So the bit I missed in the opening comments that you gave, you're actually based down in Dorset.
That's our eco factory.
That's your eco factory. How did you get the connection then to Neil's Yard in Covent Garden?
Well, Neil's Yard in Covent Garden was started by somebody called Romy Fraser, and she actually started making products from essential oil. She had an apothecary, and she started actually manufacturing products, bespoke products for each customer. So if you would walk in and you want some facial products with rose hip, she would actually mix that for you. Now that wasn't sustainable, because the more successful she became, the bigger her organisation needed to become, and she couldn't manufacture. And that's where Peter Kindersley saw an opportunity, stepped in, and has taken the company to where it is now.
Looks great. So it must be a really, really busy time for you over the next couple of weeks leading up to Christmas. Where else might you be between now and Christmas Day?
We are everywhere. we have independent consultants that work throughout the UK and Ireland. And we are at all the stalls, all events.
All the major Christmas fairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Busy here today, which is good.
It's excellent today. Yeah, good footfall here today. But anyone who's listening, come down, because it's really good.
Okay, and if they want to contact you online, what do they do?
I have my own webpage, and you can contact me. My name is Jennifer Hutchison online, and it's uk.nyr.com/shop/Jennifer Hutchison. That's my online shop. Send me a message through the online shop.
Fabulous. Thank you for talking to us today, Jennifer, and have a good day.
Thank you. I'm here with Nadia Cadby of Nadia Rose. Good afternoon, Nadia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. You've got some beautiful items here, and I understand that you make them all.
I do. I source all of the fabrics, and then because it's patchwork quilting, I take beautiful fabric, I cut it all up, I rearrange it, I sew it back together again, and then I use a long arm machine to do the quilting to sandwich everything together.
Amazing, amazing. I love speaking to all these talented people who are just so creative. How did you get into this?
There is a there's a patchwork shop, a fabric shop in the village. I live in Bookham, and I'd driven past it loads and loads of times, and then one day I just popped in and they had some classes, so I thought, I'm going to do that. And a hobby from there grew, which turned into my business.
Wow, and how long have you been doing it?
So full-time now I started in September full-time as a business, but about a year now.
And what were you doing before?
I'm a marketing manager. And before that, I was a hotel assistant manager.
Good heavens, so quite a change. And are you still doing the marketing?
Only for me.
Brilliant. That's the perfect way of doing it, isn't it? Well, I wish I could describe to you listeners. I mean, we have everything from a Winnie the Pooh quilt I can see to lovely, pretty little animals, elephants, and a lovely purple based one with lots of elephants on, and mermaids and sea creatures. And oh, yes, that's wonderful. A sort of star one, sort of night sky with the world on. Where do you get your inspiration from?
It varies very much from what one knows is in fashion at the time. Winnie the Pooh is never going to go out of date. The space, we did this because when Tim was in space, Tim Peake was in space a couple of years ago, we thought that would be something really interesting, and the whole space effort had been revived. And so they're good for boys and girls because everybody likes them. And from there it just grows. Things that are, you know, that one would look at and intrinsically think that's just Christmas. So we take those and we put them together.
And I can see you've got some lovely Christmas stockings and big Christmas sacks, which are perfect when your children are small, aren't they?
Well, you have to have a range of things. You can't just have great big quilts for bed. So yes, we've branched out completely into, we have various cushion covers that we make that can be bespoke or not, but I also do upholstery and curtain and blind making, so we could go in and do a whole room if required. So it's just something that's really grown and developed, and I'm not an interior designer at all. It's very much working with the colour schemes of other people.
Oh no, but great. What a great idea to branch out and make sure that you can do a whole room. So, Nadia, if people want to get hold of you, how can they do that?
My email is Nadia, N-A-D-I-A, at handmadebynadiarose.com. Do you want a mobile? My mobile number is 07768-656-391. And my website is currently under construction, so I'm very sorry. But if anybody were interested, we are in Bookham and we would welcome you coming by.
Fantastic. Yeah, you're such a new business that the website isn't quite ready, but that's not a problem at all. No. Well, Nadia, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Jill. Lovely to talk with you.
Thank you. I'm here at AWS with Karen Obany, and we're here with Connie Gray Candles. Karen, tell us a little bit more about Connie Gray Candles.
Hi, we're a local company, and we use hand pour our candles, perfume scented all the way through. You know, we're very, very, very pleased and proud of what we've made. We've only been going for 2 years now, and yes, we've got 5 ranges of scents as well in different glass that, you know, that can be made to order as well. Take orders. We're selling now in spas and florist shops as well now. So yeah, we're growing and growing.
That's amazing. And how did you get into candles?
Well, so this goes back to a conversation with my partner Kerry Barnum, and we all love our scents, and we absolutely, you know, we're always looking at perfumes and scents, and we know this is a really big market for gifts as well. And the thing that got us into it is that Kerry was brought up by her mother, whose name was Connie. And a signature scent she used to burn in her kitchen when Kerry was a little girl was the Belgravia, which is now frankincense and black rose. So we kind of built it on that, and we just grew and grew and grew with that.
Yeah. Well, I know I've had one of your candles before, and they are absolutely gorgeous. And as you say, they do, through the whole of the burning process, you get the scent coming through, which is fabulous. Tell us the range of products that you do. I can see a huge candle there, which would be wonderful to have.
Yes, that's our 11 wick, a real statement on a table. And we can pour any of our scents into that candle. They're made to order. We've got a regular size, which is actually still bigger than the small. In the normal candles that are out there, we're still our bigger size. And so our range is in different scents and things. We've got the black rose and frankincense, like I mentioned earlier. We've got honeysuckle and jasmine, lemon and cedarwood, and Tuscan leather and thyme. And our new one that we launched in the summer is Miranda leaf and nettle tea. And we are based, because we're London, and we're UK based. All of our candles come from a London place. So, yeah, so we have a Bloomsbury, a Kensington, a Mayfair, a Westminster. And, yeah, so that's how we've based our candles.
Oh, well, maybe your next one should be Weybridge.
It could be Weybridge, yes. That might be a good one.
In honour of Brooklyn's Radio.
Yes.
Oh, well, these are absolutely fabulous products. Now, if people wanted to get a hold of some perfect for Christmas, perfect for gifts, where can they go?
They can go on our website, which is www.conniegraylondon.com. We're on Twitter. We've got our little office in Hampton, so you know we have our own little studio, and we're out there in shops as well. So look out for us.
That's wonderful. That's really great to see a nice small local company that sets up and expands, and just, you know, things take off. That's really, really exciting for you.
Thank you. Yeah, really excited.
Should we just have that website one more time, please?
It's www.conniegraylondon.com.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're about halfway through the event now here at the AWS Gift Fair at the ACS, the American Community School in Cobham. And let me tell you, the numbers of people coming through, we'd normally expect to see them going about now, but they're increasing, which is quite incredible. It's just gone 1:05 here, and there is actually a queue to get in at the moment. In previous years we've seen it about this time, people start to go home for lunch, then they come back around 2 o'clock, a quick surge, and then that's it for the day. But it seems that the foot flow is increasing at the moment. Looking down on the main floor, there are a lot of people moving around, lots of people coming up to see us, which is nice as well, coming up to say hello. Lots of stands. I'm looking around, there's very few stands at the moment that don't actually have people at them, which is really nice to see when you take into account the fact there are over 100 stalls here today. Let's hope that the whole event is very profitable, not only for the vendors, but also for the American Women of Surrey, because that means it'll also be very successful for the charities that they are supporting this year. I will give you some more later.
I'm here with Nicole from Afternoon Crams. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good. This is just so lovely. Tell us a little bit about what you do and your shop. And
so we're a cake shop in Claygate, and we do cupcakes and all sorts in the shop every day, and we do bespoke orders, so birthday cakes, celebration cakes, wedding cakes, all sorts of things like that. So yeah.
And that's really exciting. And I have to say, because obviously the listeners can't see you, we've got three gorgeous girls here, all very young and in the blossom of youth. So tell us how you managed to get into this.
So I baked from home for a long time. I started at uni, and then my sister and I is one of them over here, and I started the shop almost a year ago. It's our birthday this week coming up. It's been a year in Claygate, so it's good. We decided to open a shop and go for it. So yeah.
That's so exciting. That's so entrepreneurial of you. I think it's wonderful to see, you know, the youth of today doing this.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And we love being in Claygate, and yeah, it's good.
Okay, so we'll talk about where the shop is exactly in a moment, but tell us about some of the creations that you've got here today. Where do you get your inspiration? There's so many different flavours and designs here. Tell us how you think about what to do.
So I mostly make things that I would like to eat. That's kind of how I base my flavours and things. I spend a lot of my time eating cakes. So, it's just things I really want to eat, or things my friends have suggested that they really want to eat. So I'll try it out and make it different flavours. And then, so my inspiration for birthday cakes kind of comes from the person that I'm making it for. So they're all kind of really bespoke, and people love coming in and kind of telling me about the person and what they would like on their cakes. It's really nice to make something that the person would like, and yeah.
I know, that sounds great. Such a good idea. And so tell us where the shop is.
So we're on Claygate Parade, up by the station, so yeah.
Okay, and do you have a website?
Yeah, we've got a website, afternooncrumbs.com. And you can order on the website, and you can, like, we've got a great click and collect service. So we put up what we've got in the shop every day, and you can kind of just click and collect and come and get it in the afternoon. So, yeah.
That's lovely. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks. We've had a great day so far.
Oh, good, good. That's great. I'm here with Annie Hoddle, who's here representing Sebastian's Action Trust. Good afternoon, Annie.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to have you here. Can you tell us, I know absolutely nothing about Sebastian's Action Trust, so I'd really like to know more. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, of course. We have a purpose-built house where families with critically ill children can go. And it was originally set up because a little boy, a very special little boy, Sebastian Gates, in 2003, he very sadly died. He had a rare form of cancer, and before he died he quite selflessly said to his parents, I'd really like to build a house where children like me and families like us can go on holiday together, because it was very hard to go on holiday when you've got an illness like that. You feel uncomfortable sometimes, and sometimes you have to cancel it because you need to go to a hospital appointment at the last minute. So after his death, his mum and dad, Jane and Michael Gates, decided to fulfill his vision, and that's what they did. And so in 2004 they set up Sebastian's Action Trust, and it started in a little living room at home, and it's grown and grown. So it's a little acorn that's grown into a big oak tree, really. And it took 7 years to raise the money and build the Bluebells, which is the house. And it's got two apartments which can fit 10 people in each. So children can go there with their families and their extended families. And we've got fantastic facilities like a hydrotherapy spa pool, which is kept at a really constant warm temperature so that children can go in and out of it. There's a music room where we do music therapy. There's an art room with art therapy. There's outside, we've got a nine-hole mini golf. We've got go-karts. And in fact, I once took a group of school children there to look around it, and they all wanted to come back on the holidays. So it obviously gave the right impression. And it's actually a really happy place to be if you're ever to visit the Bluebells. It's got such a lovely atmosphere there, and families go there with their children. They go there to build special memories because they don't really know what the future holds. So that's a fantastic thing for them.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's having somewhere where they can relax and have those happy memories, because it's important for them to have those for the future to help with the bereavement process.
We're actually a family-led charity, because as families need things, we try and help them with that. So we've now got a family services unit as well, which goes and helps families in the community so that they don't feel isolated. If they need something, they need help filling in forms, transport to hospital or somewhere, we'll help them do that as well so that they don't feel isolated. And so that we can help them really through diagnosis, through their children's illness and beyond. So if something happens to their child, they're not just left to deal with it on their own. We try and support them afterwards as well, which is really important, because it's a time when sometimes they are abandoned.
Yeah. And sometimes when, you know, you lose a child, I think you tend to be quite strong at first, but it may be a year or two down the line when actually you fall apart and you need that extra help.
Yes, that's right. And also it's often the siblings who suffer as well, because mum and dad are very focused on the child. So we do a lot of activity days for siblings, events for dads on their own as well, because dads find it hard sometimes to talk and to open up. And then we do chill and chats for mum, massage sessions for mums as well, to give them a little bit of downtime. And we've got a very exciting new project on the go at the moment, which is called Woodlands, and that's going to allow us to reach out to more families. So that's
brilliant. Fantastic
too.
Now that sounds wonderful. That sounds great. Well, how can people help?
Well, if they want to do little fundraising events of their own, that's great. If they want to get their offices involved, or any corporates that they're connected with involved, that's fantastic. Some schools take us on as a charity of the year. Some offices do, some companies do. So that's how people can really help. Or, as I say, individuals can do a little cake sale. Anything is fantastic. Come and help us volunteer, do bucket collections with us. We're always happy. Come and help us at fairs like this, volunteers. We've got Debbie and Margaret here, who are our volunteers today, and they often help us with things as well. So we're really dependent on volunteers, because we get no government funding like a lot of charities don't. So,
I know it's quite difficult for charity. Yeah. I can't remember what we were watching last night on TV, and we were saying, why aren't these services provided by the government? And I mean, we all know why, because it's funds, but difficult one.
That's right, it is, it's true, yes. Although hospitals in the area do recognise us now and will refer people to us for help. So that's a really good to get that recognition as well.
No, that's great. And how can people get in touch with you?
In terms of, well, you can look on our website, really, sebastiansactiontrust.org. That's probably the best way to find out a bit more about us and to see how they can get in touch. And if you have if it's actually a family who are wanting help, again, that's the initial thing, to get in touch, and somebody from our family services would then discuss with them how we can help them.
Brilliant. Annie, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You.
That website, just one more time?
Sebastiansactiontrust.org. And thank you very much to, as well, AWS for inviting us here, because they've been supporting us this year, which is fantastic. And
brilliant.
So that's fantastic.
Oh, no, that's great.
Lovely.
Well, thank you so much. So that's Annie Hoddle here from Sebastian's Action Trust.
So we'll have Brooklyn's Radio on in the background at the moment as I'm walking around, but I couldn't walk past this stall without stopping. It's a stall called the Peterson's Fund for Children, and I'm joined today by Charlene. Charlene, tell us all about the charity.
I support 8 children in Surrey who struggle with severe disabilities. Peterson's Fund for Children has been around for about 8 years. We pay for their respite care, we pay for their equipment, and we pay for therapy they can't get on the NHS.
And what made you start this up then? This is your own charity? Or?
It's my own charity, yes.
Congratulations, that's
Thank
brilliant.
You.
So 8 children at the moment, all with different types of disabilities. What
Absolutely.
Sort of disabilities are we talking about?
It goes from severe autism to cerebral palsy to issues with the brain. It's a wide variety of things. So,
well, great for you for starting off the charity. Now, you're here at the fair this morning, and you've got a lot of produce to sell. Tell us about the products that you're selling.
They're called magic cushions. They're sequin cushions that when you stroke them in one direction, they're one color. When you stroke them in the other, they change color.
Oh, that's cool.
They're actually very good for children with autism because they're sensory and they're very calming. But you don't have to be autistic to enjoy them, adults. Teenagers, children, boys and girls, everyone really seems to enjoy them, and I'm doing very well today.
Well, that's good to hear. Is it your first year at the American Women's Fair, or have you been
here before? No, I was actually AWS's charity for 2 years, couple of years ago.
Okay.
So I do like coming here, and they had someone drop out, so I was able to get in at the last minute, so I was very fortunate. And I support what AWS does, and they support what I do, and there's no better partnership than that.
Well, that's perfect, isn't it? Well, that's really good. And busy time for you between now and Christmas?
Yes, very.
So we're
always busy.
Always busy,
always
I'm
busy.
Sure.
When you run a charity, it's 24/7.
And how many people are involved in the charity with you?
I have a couple of volunteers that help me as well, but I sort of spearhead it, and then I have some really good people surrounding me. I also want to mention, in connection with the charity, I opened a costume shop, and that's in Hersham.
Okay, whereabouts in Hersham?
It's on Molesey Road. Behind the Texaco station is a warehouse, right past Rydens Road, not too far from Isha Rugby Field.
Okay.
It's a fancy dress shop, and we have adult and children fancy dress. We have dance costumes, drama wear, theater wear, accessories, vintage wear, basically anything you need for a fancy dress party, for a production, we are there. Everything has been donated. We have over 7,000 items in our shop.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And it's amazing.
Brilliant.
We are open every Sunday from 11 to 4, and then by appointment during the week. And if they visit my website, Peterson's Fund for Children, my email address is on there. And we have a Facebook page. The name of the shop is Suite 109, and it's to fill all your custom needs. And we just opened in June. And it's absolutely brilliant.
That's brilliant.
And amazing.
Better give us your website as well. What's that?
It's www.suite109.org. Suite is spelled S-U-I-T-E, not S-W-E-E-T.
That's a good thing to tell people.
It is a good thing. And Suite 109 was a lot of people say, why does it have that name?
Sure.
I had been given a free location in Chertsey to do what I wanted because it was a charity, and the room they gave me was Suite 109. And I opened the shop with one rail with 6 costumes on it.
And look at you now.
Unfortunately, I lost the space because it was being converted into flats. But now I'm in the new space with over 7,000 items.
Well, you're running a marvelous charity. I love the products.
So
I love the cushions. So let's hope that you sell lots today for you.
And
if people want to get involved with you and help you, what do they do?
Best thing would be to email me at petersonsfund@gmail.com. They can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Suite 109. We're everywhere. People need us to find us, but we can always use help in every way.
Well, thank you for talking to us this morning. You've got lots of customers building up, so
we
I'll
do.
Let you go to your customer shop.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm here with Anna from Baby Bird Candles. Good afternoon, Anna.
Hi there. Very nice to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too. Now, you've got some beautiful products here, but let's take a step back and tell us what you were doing before and how you got into making candles.
Yes, well, so my background is marketing. So I've worked in international marketing for my whole career, but in really huge companies. But I've always had a very creative leaning, and I've tried all sorts of crafts over the years. But candle making was something that I tried, and I found that I loved it, but also that I could bring a lot of my skills from my previous work life to it and actually create something that really stood out in the marketplace.
Well, they certainly do that because they're sort of unique. They've got lovely copper pots and yeah, just some amazing scents here. Tell us a little bit then about the products, how you make them and the sort of scents, how you choose the scents that you use.
Yeah, so my start point with my candle range actually was to create something that looks as good as it smells. So of course, you know, I work really hard to ensure that I pick fragrances and blend fragrances that really do deliver within the home. But I also wanted to make sure that my containers add that something extra, because ultimately it is part of your home decor. So I started off with a range of copper candles, which are in pure copper vessels. I've then moved on and I have a range where I take a glass jar and I hand leaf that with silver leaf or copper leaf or gold leaf, so that you've got something, even when you're not burning it, it's actually adding to the aesthetic of your home. And all my candles, I only use pure soy wax, which then I blend with fine fragrance oils, and really use rich quantities, as much as I can pack in there, to be honest, so that you've got something that is delivering that style and substance. And then, of course, it's the packaging as well. And if there's one thing I know from my marketing background is you've got to deliver on all fronts. So everything I do will always be beautifully gift boxed, always comes in a gift bag, you know, finished off with beautiful copper ribbon. So that if it's a present to someone else, you're kind of done and dusted, really easy gifting. But also, if you're buying for yourself, you want it to feel special, and actually it's that little kind of present to the home.
Oh no, that all sounds wonderful, and I have to agree that, you know, the ribbon and everything is just beautiful. And yeah, I think I'll be doing a little bit of shopping before I go, which will be no surprise to listeners out there who hear me doing these interviews.
Well, very good. Well, I would have to particularly recommend either our white jasmine, which we have been selling a lot of today and is a real perennial favourite and a great fragrance. And we've also got a limited edition candle called Sandalwood Spa. So a blend of sandalwood and amber, really woody and musky, very nice for this time of year.
Oh, that sounds perfect. That sounds absolutely perfect. Well, Anna, thank you so much for talking to us today. Maybe we'll get you on one of our shows at the studio for a longer interview.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
And website, please.
Oh, yes, of course. I sell online at babybirdcandles.co.uk, and I'm just based in Ashton in Surrey, so really local and everything handmade by me there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Let's just have that website one more time.
Yeah, babybirdcandles.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
I'm here with Lisa Ingram from Little Leaf. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great to see you. You've got some beautiful things here. But tell our listeners a little bit about Little Leaf, exactly what it is.
Well, we set it up to sell organic cotton, because when we learnt about all the horrible things that are put on normal cotton that you think of as a natural product, but in fact is known as the world's dirtiest crop because it uses 16% of the world's pesticides just on cotton.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly. And there are all sorts of horrible things like formaldehyde and caustic soda used, and the people who grow and work with the cotton get horrible breathing diseases, and it's just a big nasty, basically. So organic cotton tries to take away all of that stuff, and it's a natural product. It's a really good product for the end user because it's a lot softer and durable than normal cotton, washes beautifully, but at the same time it's ethical because the people who grow it, we only deal with GOTS registered factories, so it's fair trade, they get decent wages, holiday, etc. So all the things you'd like.
Yeah. And all the things you want
too is environmentally friendly. So right down to the ribbon we use is compostable, and everything else is 100% recycled.
That sounds wonderful. How did you get into this? You know, what were you doing before and what made you change?
Well, I've got four children of my own, so I kind of know that you want the nicest things next to your children's skin. And that's why we do baby wear and bedding up to Super King size. sheets and pillowcases, which are really beautiful and well priced too. And it was really sort of started because my husband used to work in the city and he just got fed up with the commuting and all the politics, and he just said, I can't do it anymore one day. So we had to look for something we could do together. And when we heard about organic cotton and all the benefits it brings, and how it's so much better all for everyone concerned, we just thought, well, you know, maybe it'll be like organic food was 20 years ago. People sort of poo-pooed it, but now if you can afford it, everyone would choose it. So I think that's how people should be with the clothes that they put on their skin as well.
No, that's really, really a really well thought out process to go through, and I agree with you, anything that is helping the environment and saving the planet is a really good thing to do. So tell us, we said you've got baby things and you've got bedding as well.
Yes.
Tell us maybe a little bit more detail about the products. You've got some fabulous colours and designs there.
Yes, well, that's what we really aimed for, was to be colourful, but also the aim is to be unisex, because that's environmental too. You pass it on to a brother or a sister, so your things last longer. And it's better for your penny in your pocket as well. But also, it's colourful, like you say, because, you know, why do boys have to be boring? And that was the idea behind it. Because a lot of the unisex things out there, although it's quite fashionable to be unisex now, it's quite dull, like greys and creams. So we've tried to be sort of a bit jolly. You can't be jolly when you're a baby. When can you be?
Absolutely, absolutely. Where do you tend to go and sell? You're here today at the American Women in Surrey's Fair.
Yes. Well, we only started selling this summer, although we've been designing our products for the last 2 years. And so we're online mainly. So we're at www.mylittleleaf.co.uk. But we wanted to sort of boost our brand and get the message out there, because ours is a product that you have to actually talk to people about and explain all the benefits, and then they're very receptive often. So, and they're also very decently priced. So, you know, organic isn't just for the elite, it's for everyone. That's the aim anyway. And so we started to do some shows just to sort of get our brand out there and to get people to know about organic more.
Brilliant, that's lovely. So do you want to just give us that website one more time?
Thank you, it's www.mylittleleaf.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Lisa. It's been great to talk to you.
Pleasure, thank you.
I'm here with Sunil Perry, who is the president of the American Women in Surrey Society. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you here. Would you like to tell us, I've been round, I've been shopping, I've been interviewing people at the fair, the Christmas fair here today, and it looks amazing.
It is. It's an event that we organise every year. It's our 27th year, and it is an event where the American Women of Surrey, we get together and organise this Christmas fair for our charities. And so it's four charities, that we support, which is the Meeting Room, Let's Read, and Sebastian Action Trust, and FORCO. And those charities are with us for a couple of years, and then we organise it for the next set of charities in Surrey that need our help.
Amazing. 27 years. That's incredible for it to be going that long.
It is. And there's a whole team of people that are behind this. We have 100 volunteers that work tirelessly from February until now. And then we've got everyone here helping at the event. So we started setting up on Friday evening. And in a couple of hours, we'll be pulling it all down and packing it up. So the volunteers are an extremely integral part of how we actually work and get everything up. And 100% of all the funds that are raised go to the charity. We don't take a single penny from it.
That's amazing. And you're right, things like this just can't happen unless you've got volunteers helping.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, the chairs have been very good in running this, and there's a whole committee behind it. and for them to get together and organise it. And the comments that we've had back from the vendors have been, they've never come to an event where when they come in to set up, there's a whole load of volunteers that will carry their things from the car, help them set up, help them to move in. So instead of it taking 2 to 3 hours to set up, they're done within about an hour because we're all helping them to bring things in, and they don't have to come running back and forth to the car. And when we tear down, the same thing will be happening. The volunteers are there to help them to take the stuff back to their cars as well. So it is really, we really do need all the volunteers, and that's how this Christmas fair actually works.
And I know I was here last year, and there are lots of the same vendors here, so clearly they love it. They love the help, they love the additional people. So then, I mean, it's quite a long way from the car park, not a huge amount away, but it is quite a long way from the car park. So it's great to have that help and carrying to and fro.
I mean, the vendors are actually, they come in through the back. And we normally try and have vendors that are different. So this year we've got 70% new vendors and 30% that are, they came in last year, but they did so well, so they requested for them to come back again. So we try and mix it up. We don't do certain ranges because you can go out to the high street and you can get certain products from there. So we try and make sure that the visitors that come to visit have a unique experience and an interesting experience for them to shop and get presents for their loved ones.
No, great, and you're absolutely right. I've been interviewing people who, there's so many amazingly talented people who make things from pottery to products, blankets, you name it, and they make it. Lovely baby clothes, bespoke, anything you want, really. So it's fabulous. Jams?
Yes, I mean, we've got people who've got hand-woven linens. They've got every single vendor, from what I understand, or the majority of the vendors, they've sourced it ethically. They help in their own way when they're setting up their businesses, help to ensure that there are other, helping women, you know, in other countries and so on and so forth. So there is that whole environment in which when we do choose the vendors that come, we are very much aware of how we're paying it forward to other companies, to other women in other countries as well, and just giving a helping hand and paying it forward for everybody.
No, and I know some of the ones I've interviewed, they use fair trade cotton from countries where they know that the factories give the people time off, holidays, sick pay and all the rest of it. So they're really, really looked after.
Yes, and I mean, I think that's the beauty of it, is that if we are going to be a charitable organisation, why just keep it just a Surrey? Make sure that we can expand it out globally. And if the impact is far-reaching, I think that helps a lot of people in the long run.
No, that's great. And do you have a date for next year's fair?
Not as yet. We need to tear this one down. We need to do our assessment. And then we need to discuss when the whole committee has to be set up and so on and so forth. So that's a long process, so it won't be done right now. I think we want to enjoy Christmas.
Well, we'll let you have that one. And then maybe we'll get you back on Brooklyn's Radio when you know, and we can start advertising it for you for next year.
Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sunil, for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Jill.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.